friends struggling with their creative process and the sharing of their outpourings. Really more so with the sharing part, the creation itself happens quite spontaneously. In lack of reflections from the environment, there's frustration, there's despondency, a certain suffering comes into being. Let's take a couple of reflections, some reframings of perspective to help set your mind and spirit at ease. First, a couple of simple baselines, whether in your creative process or in life in general. When you set particular anticipations, when you fixate on particular hopes, you set yourself up for disappointment and suffering in the likely scenario where life does not exactly turn to your liking. So, with this fixating on what should be, you create suffering for yourself. That's avoidable. Now, whether you're an artist, a musician, an author, or simply an enthusiastic internet commentator, the same principle applies. Ask yourself the question, why do I do this? Do I do it for my own sake, for my evolution, or do I do it for others? And further, do I do all of this in order to gain recognition and affirmation from the outside world to make myself feel better? If you do that, you live in dependence of the world. You do not live independent in the freedom of your spirit. Now, this creative process, the emergence from within yourself, it's nothing but your own self-organization, self-harmonization, the process of your evolution, the expression of the potentials and the resources that you've accumulated in your life. And as such, ultimately and fundamentally, you do it for your own sake, in order to become a more well-rounded, wholesome, living being. Keep that in mind. Then whether or not the environment recognizes, reciprocates with whatever it is that you put out there, whether you are praised, pissed on, or simply ignored, neglected, bypassed, as often is the case, it matters not, because the primary goal, your own self-organization, self-harmonization, has been accomplished before publishing, before release. Be grateful for the fact that you have been in a position to express yourself. That is your first and foremost fruit in the process. Keep in mind that as you engage in your continued process of integration, self-integration, and the integration of your reflections from the world, the deeper you go, and also the further you go from the mainstream, living on the surface. Suppose you want to be a successful professional creator with broad mainstream appeal. There is a certain compromise you will necessarily have to make. Because people in the mainstream, they are not concerned with the deeper essences of life. They are concerned with their day-to-day instincts, emotions, their loves and hates, whatever it is that they desire, typically for immediate or short-term gratification. But do you really want to limit yourself to that sort of a self-expression? Do you really want to sell your soul short on the marketplace of popular demand? I would suggest not. Rather, remain true to your process. Let your creations be reflections, authentic, of your inner state of evolution. Whatever that emerges, whatever that you are compiling, those be your creations for yourself as a matter of reconciling all that you are. Enjoy that process for its own sake, without depending on particular outcomes for the world, and especially the world as we know it today. The mainstream is significantly superficial, craving for the next reward, driven by desire, driven by selfishness, self-centered gratification and trivial fulfillments. Do we really need to engage independence of affirmation from that particular mainstream? Rather not. And yes, for those of us with a heart for the world, it's natural to want to share whatever good things it is that we discover, and often, free of charge, we openly share with whomever we may encounter. That's fine. That is proof of the goodness in your heart. But do not assume that everyone will embrace it. We are all at different phases in our evolution. We have different needs, and none is exactly a replica of you and your context in life. And I should have an idea from the past 30 odd years of trying to share whatever that is worthwhile of more essence in the world, from way back in the ashram days, traveling from village to village, peddling books of ancient wisdom, and for the 1,000 individuals that I might meet over a day, perhaps 20 or 30 resonated, engaged in a conversation, and brought home a book of contemplations. Back in the India days, facilitating a growing community, exporting insight from native sources to the world out there, I had a project index of 40 to 50 open, budding projects in various degrees of completion, put them all into a complete index. To get feedback, to inquire who wants to support what, and it was so flat, the response, that I shut it all down, withdrew into my own practice. It was a trial and a testament to people not really seeking to engage at depth, but rather taking the superficial fruits, cotton candy, that is easily available. And then in the 2011-12 era, back from India, on an attic somewhere in rural Europe, a significant process of synthesis, integration, recognition of underlying patterns, some significantly deep wisdom in there, but alas, not in a point of maturity, in a point of emergence, and how I sought to share all of that with the world, to a point where it was driving me, and that drive also resulted in suffering when I expected the environment to affirm what I had discovered. That was a vain hope, a misled expectation, so I shut it all down and left it brewing in the inner chambers. And here I am, again, on your screen, sharing whatever it is that I am sharing, as of the last year or so, when some friends catalyzed me back into a process of emergence. The integrations from over the years, they've ripened, and they have grown to be for their own sake, not for my sake. I do not depend on them, they do not depend on me. That is simply a process of emergence, unfolding as it unfolds, and I have no strings attached to the outcomes. I simply let it happen as a natural reflection of the environment and of my accumulations, and I pull it together into fine form for whomever it may concern. And if it does not concern anyone at all, then so be it. I will have done it as a matter of my own process of integration, weaving together the ripe substance of my life into fine packages for me to have as a foundation into my future, whatever that future may hold. Then, to recap the gist of these reflections. First, your creative process indicates that you have some essence that seeks to emerge and relate to other essences in your being. Be grateful for that and undertake that process of expression for your own sake, independent of what the world may think of it, whether you get reflections, responses or not. And second, remembering that this is your own unique process of evolution and integration, and you will not have it validated by hearing from the world that you're okay or this is excellent. The world is unlikely to praise you for getting to your core, getting beyond your superficial pursuits, integrating yourself when the world itself is not interested in integration. The world of the mainstream is interested in self-gratification, self-assertion. Subjective shells are the boxes where the mainstream lives. Picture hundreds of thousands, millions, billions of boxes floating in the ocean. That's what the world is. We'd like to break out of the box and integrate into the currents of the ocean. They are our currents. They are the currents of the great environment. There is the fruit of our emerging creation. Creation that is a reflection of your true essence, and that is a reflection of the true essence of the world. Embrace that. Be grateful for the opportunity for engaging in that. And be at peace without expectation for anything beyond.